WA8KIM repeater wires X net will start in 5 minutes. Connecting wires X to CQ America now.
WA8KIM wires X connected to 21000.
WA8KIM repeater Eagle Michigan PL 100 Hertz.
Connected WA7WIW. WA7WIW disconnected.
Good evening, the
CQ, 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 this is KC9GQR, starting the Saturday Night Fusion Net, and the CQ America link room of 21000, internet controller for tonight, KC9GQR, will first take a quick standby for any priority or emergency traffic.
WA7WIW disconnected.
Not hearing anything. We'll take check-ins tonight, starting with people that live east of the Mississippi, and then west of the Mississippi, and then any other stations that we missed in between. Please give me your call sign phonetically and slowly, as I'm sure we'll have some doubles on the system tonight. And then just let me know if you have traffic for the net. Otherwise, we will skip you as we go through after the check-ins and everything. So this time, we'll take check-ins from anyone east of the Mississippi River. Please call KC9GQR net controller this time.
November 2 Kilo, Bravo Kilo, no traffic.
Mike, can Roger Payne.
November 3, Charlie, Alpha Lima, Cal in Southern Maryland, no traffic.
Charles, 8-8-4,
no traffic.
Lima, Delta, Oscar, Mike in Brunswick, Maine, no traffic.
November 3, Juliet, Tango, November, Larry, Lanterton, Maryland, I have no traffic.
Three, Golf, Sierra, Delta, John, no traffic.
Massachusetts, no traffic.
Okay, let's recap on what I did catch. Please remember to key the mic about a half a second before you talk, and then keep the heat about a half a second after you stop talking, so on this through. What I have, I do believe, is N2SB, no traffic, and C3 or N3CAL, or K9C3 or something like that, CAL, no traffic, K0LDO, N3, I do believe it's GSD, N3JTN, WD1L, KB9TNZ. I also know that there was a couple analog stations I was not able to decipher what they were saying. It was too garbly. So anyone else east of the Mississippi that I did not call out your name or would like to check in, please call net control.
WA8.
Three, 84 seconds.
You could have a church.
wanted. Program one in there, I guess. 1-2-3, test, 84-7, and let's see what comes back from the repeater. Anything at all would be nice. And there's nothing at all. So our thing is broke.
And whoever's trying to check in on the T4 EX repeater, the audio is too bad on digital that I cannot understand who that is or what your call sign is. Deliver to the T4 EX repeater, right again, please. Okay, hear nothing. Any more check-ins east of the Mississippi?
KF4HR, North Carolina, no traffic.
Harper County, Pennsylvania, new radio and no traffic.
W4VSP in Virginia, no traffic.
Okay, got those in there. One last call for anyone east of the Mississippi.
W4VSP in Virginia, no traffic.
Traffic. Okay, I got those in there, the W4 and the K8 that get you in there, and the last two that I copied. We'll move on. Anyone west of the Mississippi that would like to check in, if so, please call net control at this time.
KB0 UOA.
Foxtrot Juliet, California.
N0 EHQ, Ed, Sheraton, Iowa. No traffic.
Net control, Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Bravo Kilo, Glen in Florida.
Victor Echo 5, Bravo Bravo Zulu, Bob from Regina, Saskatchewan.
November 2, Kilo, Bravo Kilo, Chris, Florida. No traffic.
Okay, kind of weird. All day on any room I went to, with several in the room and everything, and have no broken audio, and it seems like in this room on digital I have some broken audio for whatever reason. But anyway, here's what I have. KB0 UOA, KB6PFJ, N0EHQ, KJ4ZBK, Victor Echo 5, Bravo Bravo Zulu, KJ4ZBK, and that was the end of my run that I could copy. Anyone I did not get in there, please call net control.
K7VU, Wyoming. K81MZG, Charlotte, North Carolina, no traffic.
Okay, copy those last two, so there's no problem. Anyone else that would like to check in?
This is Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Echo Victor, Dewey, Everett, Washington.
And I picked up the Washington station. Anyone else that would like to check in?
K84, RUU, Georgia Summit, Missouri.
And I picked up the Missouri station. Anyone else that would like to check in the net So please call net control.
Kilo Alpha 1, Mike Zulu Yankee, San Antonio.
Kilo India 6, Zulu Hotel Delta, David in Santa Clara, California.
Kilo Alpha 7, Mike Hotel Papa Dale in Helena, Montana.
And the pickup for the last station is fine, with the last one being from Montana. Anyone else that would like to check in? Okay, not hearing any other check-ins. Does anyone in the net have any comments or announcements for the net that they would like to announce? If so, go ahead and call net control.
W-A-H-K-I-M, repeater.
Not hearing anything. So far for our here, the newest firmware come out, connected directly to the repeater. We've had zero lockups and zero issues on our end. And the other repeater running with a link radio obviously has had zero lockups and zero issues. So that has been news from our end anyway. Does anyone else have any questions or comments for the net that would like to bring up? If so, please call net control.
Net control, this is KB9GM, please.
KB9TMZ, go ahead.
A question for the net and our local repeater as far as a digital coded scratch of 040, and the radio also wants to know if I should set the tone controls off to play or to code. So looking after I read the manual three or four times, off unless I want to specifically set the code to a specific station or to use break to break into a conversation. Would that be correct?
Well, I think K9EQ, if you're a part of the groups on the Yahoo charts, and really summed up on how DSQ actually works. It's a little different than the regular PL. You can actually have a repeater set to be open and have different groups of different DSQ codes if you want to see like a ride two group or whatever. But currently it's a repeater set at DSQ of 040. You have to have your radio set up for the code of 040. More break, which break would, I do believe, send all the codes at one time, if I'm incorrect. Someone please jump in there. Hearing nothing, John, I can kind of explain that better when we're off net on the local machine. It's a little confusing, but not really. It's a little more powerful than just regular PL tone. But I can get you after the net and explain it to you. That's no problem. But our UHF machine is set for 040. For us anyway. Any other questions or comments for the net tonight?
N3ZAN.
N3ZAN, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is my first time on this net. Today purchased this ST100DR, and I've been playing with it since I got home, and I'm just glad that you can hear me, actually. So thanks very much, and thanks for picking me up on the net tonight. And 3ZAM back to net control.
No problem. You sounded good on this, then. Thanks for checking in. anyone else has any questions or comments or suggestions for the net, as it appears that after I kind of looked through the logs, some people don't like how the net runs. So there's always an option for someone else to be net control. People don't like the way it's done. I just picked it up to help out, and I certainly don't have to keep doing it if someone else would like to do it on Saturday night. So if it's not being connected the way you like it, please speak up and take over next Saturday. Don't get off my back. I'm just doing it to help out and have a little fun. Anyone else have anything for the net, comments, concerns, or would like to take over? If so, please call net control at this time. Well, I'm not hearing anything. I don't have much. I haven't heard anything new for in the realm of internet linking or anything. I would like to know if anyone else that is in digital is hearing broken audio on the digital side. I have two repeaters hooked to different internet connections this time, and it appears the analog is coming through loud and clear, no hiccups or nothing. But it appears like on the digital side, either the audio is getting clipped or I'm having packet dropouts on the different internet that's actually faster, which I find is kind of interesting. So if anyone is getting a bunch of broken audio on digital, please let me know, because I was kind of curious myself. Anyone having those types of problems this evening?
CAL with a comment.
M3CAL, go ahead.
KCNIGQR, I think I got it there. Yeah, I'm experiencing dropouts here on the digital side quite a bit. It seems like it hasn't been as bad towards the end of the net here, but at the beginning was experiencing a lot of dropouts. I'm also noticing in the Wires X software that the number of nodes that show up in the node window, the member 38 nodes currently, I'm noticing that that window within Wires X is refreshing. It's actually disappearing and coming back, and it's right about the same time that the dropouts are occurring. Just a comment there, observation. I don't know if they're related or it's just a coincidence, but have been hearing a lot of dropouts here on the digital side. This is M3CAL Maryland, back to net control.
Well, Eric, thanks for that comment, and I will have to say between our analog machine and our digital machine, the digital machine is approximately 18 seconds longer in transmit mode than the analog. So if our analog machine drops, there's still approximately 18 seconds left of your voice coming through the digital machine until it drops. And it was choppy, but the analog was completely clear, which is very odd. But thanks for the comment. I have to write this to them down and kind of ask you a question, I guess. Anyone else have a comment or a question or anything about system fusion? If so, please call net control.
KC9GQR, this is Kilo Mike 4, Kilo Foxtrot, call for the comment.
Kilo Foxtrot, go ahead.
Yeah, just another comment unrelated to my actual comment. We are getting broken audio and draw packets on this side as well through the W4AKH machine in the digital side in Fort Pierce, Florida. So we are experiencing the same issues on this side. My comments in relation to Yeezy's website, as of about 20 minutes ago, Yeezy's website has been down yet again. Earlier in the week, they had a 500 server error. I am unable to access any of the System Fusion side of the website. It is currently down right now.
Okay. Well, maybe that has something to do with it. Who knows? Next week, well, let's try something different. So he's in the CQ America's room of 21000. Let's go ahead and use a USA-based section. I don't know if that makes gonna make any difference or not. But let's use a backup room of 21443, and we'll see how good my internet can hang. Because all day today I've had zero issues with audio, and then we connect to this room and we have audio issues. So we'll try that as an out next week and see if we still have the same issues. So next week it'll be in room 21443, and I'll make a post on Facebook about it and give that a shout. Give that a shot anyway and see what happens. Anyone else with any questions or comments for the net tonight?
N3WZU.
The N3 station, N3WZU. Go ahead.
Hello everyone on the net. This is my first check-in. I'm using the FT1 XD gauge of handy talkie into a DB for me, and going into the chat room 2-20, and I know Cal and 3CAL. I kind of jumped in the middle of this net because I was on a HF net on 3947. And I just want to say hello, and I'll pass it back to Net Control, N3WZU.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for checking into the net. And hopefully we hear you again next week. Anyone else for any comments, concerns, or questions for the net? If so, please call Net Control.
And for Joe Lovey here in the Tampa Bay, Brandon Flora.
And for DLW, did you have anything for the net tonight?
Yeah, right before the net started, Rusty called, and then it looked like Monday walked up. And I tried to reboot. I'm running XP from my node, and it took forever for it to come back, but it did. And now it seems to be working okay. Yeah, that's a good idea, about using something besides CQ America, because it's in Tokyo. Well, what, you said room 21443, where is that? I don't see it on the node list. What is that?
That is an extra note I have here, and you probably won't see it, because I have it hidden until it gets closer towards on a Saturday, so I don't have a bunch of connections and disconnects on my home internet throughout the week. But it'll pop up here in the middle of next week in preparation for the net next week, 21443. It should be called, hang on a second here. It should be called SAT-Fusion-Net. 21443 is what it will be. I just do not have it active yet. And I'll turn it on when it gets closer to next Saturday anyway. Anyone else for the net? If so, please call KC9DQR.
Yeah, I'm from Bravo 3 Lima, India. Name here is Freddy. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. No comment. Just checking in. Good evening to everyone.
This is WAAKIM. No comment also. Just checking in. I'm a late comer to the net.
Kilowatt 7, Mike Tango, Bill in Montana.
Tumblr, Pennsylvania, late check-in for the net.
Kilo 7, Mike Tango.
Just outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, just checking in. No comment.
WA.
Kilo 7, Mike Tango.
Alpha Bravo 3, Lima Charlie, just checking in, no comment. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
November Juliet 3, uniform, no traffic.
Whiskey Romeo 7, Alpha Golf Tango, no traffic.
Kilo Mike 4, November Sierra India, no traffic.
If I can get in there. Kilowatt 7, Mike Tango.
ND6 Charlie, Andy in Walnut, California, no traffic, just checking in.
Yes, K7MT, I did get you in there. When everyone tries to identify at the same time, there's a big buffer that kind of gets built up. So all those come through under one key up on my end anyway. I'd like to get everyone in there. Anyone else I'd like to check in or have a comment or a question for the net?
And then for Mary Recheck with a question.
Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I missed the beginning too there, getting back in. Was there any extension to the repeater program? $600, right? Any word on that? Any of your area then? Looking forward to be back to that.
I have no information about if there's any extension for the repeater program for EZU. So as far as I know at this time, it ended on March 31st. That's all I know. KC9GQR, anyone else with a question or comment? Hearing nothing, we'll go ahead and close the net at 7:30 tonight, the Central Time. And again, next week we're going to try room 21443. It will be active by Saturday night. And we will see if that takes care of some of the digital audio problem. Like I said, on my end, the digital is broken for audio, but it's 100% copyable on our analog side, which is kind of different. So thanks, everyone, for checking in. We'll see you next Saturday at 7:30. KC9GQR, returning America's, I'm sorry, CQ America's room back to normal traffic. KC9GQR.
KA1MVY, ND6 Charlie calling. Joe, are you listening?
Yeah, go ahead, Andy. I think I just fired an email back at you.
Hey, nice to meet you, Clinton. Yeah, I saw the email, and that is a nice ride as you read my email. Yeah, my friend had one, the burgundy color, and then he crashed it, so I think that was it, dude. It scared him. Yep, so anyways, are you riding up to Wyoming and all the states by yourself or with a group of friends?
That motorcycle will suck you into a corner really fast, and if you're not ready for it, it can hurt you. But yeah, I came off of an R1, so this is no big deal. I'm riding by myself, so I'm gonna head out end of September, or no, end of August. Take my time, wind through, 4 or 5 states, and end up there in Cody. And then, do another 6 days after I spend a week out there in Wyoming, here at Yellowstone, so. Yeah, it's just gonna be me.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. Well, you ride careful. You know how it is when you ride, you know. Can always be defensive. You don't know what the other driver bull riders are doing. So very cool. So you came off of an R1. Very nice. And that's funny that you mentioned that, because I came off a CBR 1000 RR before, before I picked up the R3. So, yep, I know exactly what you mean. That Concourse, man, they can take a lean. But you don't like this one. My friend didn't crash it leaning a corner or anything like that. He tried to split lanes, and lane splitting is legal in California. I guess he misjudged, So, he hit a van. It was an 18-wheeler, it was some guy towing a flatbed trailer with a vehicle on top. He basically hit a van, a mirror of the side. I don't know what the heck he did. So, he hit the van. Then he hit the wheel well of the flatbed trailer, and then he flew off the bike. So he wasn't going too fast. I want to say he said he was going about maybe 35, 40 give or take. So as you can imagine, he's lucky he didn't get run over on the freeway. So our local freeway down here in Southern California, he just flew right over the bike. Everybody slamming the brakes. He dislocated his shoulder, totaled his bike, and that's it. That was the end of his career. He said he's never riding again.
Yeah, I wouldn't split lanes even if it was legal. Maybe if traffic was stopped or something, I would, but yeah, you can only hit something once, on a bike. You can only hit a solid object once, and typically it's going to throw you, the other direction. It's just not worth it. So yeah, that'll do it. That's kind of sad that it wasn't even in a nice sweeper corner hairpin somewhere, you ground the pegs and it just came out from underneath and no. You just crashed into a car, that's pretty sad. I've been riding a long time and, as you know, these legal bikes, and mine was 15 years old, it was a 2000 model, I just sold it last year. But I learned how to ride on that thing, and it put the fear in you real quick, so you learned how to ride or you wrecked it. So I learned, and I never threw it down the road, so that's good. I sold that, and I went to the concourse. I wasn't ready for a big slow one yet. I still prefer the twisty angle of riding still. Although this trip, it's pretty good. It's going to be a pretty laid-back trip. I'm going to be quite a ways from the house. You can't have any hoop shoes when you're 900 miles from the house. It tends to get very uncomfortable, so I'll take it pretty easy for the most part. But I wanted to ride Highway 550 and go through Aspen, and I'm going down the Beartooth Highway on the north end of Yellowstone Park in Montana and having a good old time. So that's going to be a fun trip this year. I think it's about, I think I'm going to do 6 out, spend a week at the ranch, and then 6 back here in Texas.
Man, that sounds like you're going to have a blast. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome trip. Yeah, the furthest I've taken my bike so far is to Tahoe. I was actually planning a ride to Canada and maybe like Sturgis and I don't know, one of the, what was that one, Daytona or something like that. But we'll see. One of these days, I'll probably make a trip to, one of my, bucket list that I want to do is ride to Tail of the Dragon and, swing by the old Gap, just ride the Smoky Mountain. I think that would be one of the ultimate rides for me. I wish I still had my CBR, though. Riding the Tail of the Dragon with the CBR or even the R1. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing. Hey, Joe, I don't know what's going on. It could be this room, but your audio gets a little choppy, like, at the beginning. I don't think it's on my end because I'm monitoring it. It's coming pretty good. I'm not sure if you can control the node you are going through. I was wondering maybe if you want to go to a different room. Hopefully that would be better. Only if you want. If not, you know where to find me. You can see the flow chart. And, by the way, that flow chart is to help out anybody that's, you know, interested in doing what we're doing, or just, you know, just if they're curious to how we have our ship link. So it's there for everybody to enjoy. ND6 Charlie.
Okay, yeah, I bumped up the audio. This is my repeater, so I'm at the controller with it, so, it could have just been me. I might not have been talking to the mic just the way I should have been. I'm not really big into the rally thing. I'd rather just go ride. I don't want to go somewhere in the park and just stare at the bike. I'd rather keep the wheels moving. I'm working on Deal with Gap. I think I'm going to do that next year. And I'm not going to ride out there from here. It's a lot of, you know, interstate and pretty boring. So I think I'm in a trailer out there because it's about a 19-hour drive, which is nothing compared to how far you're going to have to go. So I assume we'll do the same thing. But I think next year I'm going to hit Deal with Gap. I've been through there on a car. And actually my brother who's actually listening, he lives over there in Charlotte. And he still doesn't have a motorcycle, so he doesn't have his man card yet. He's got to get a bike and go ride that. I'm with you on that. That's one of the things I want to do. But, you know, and I thought about keeping it all on, but it's just going to be so limited in when I'm going to use it, because my knees can't take that anymore. And the times that I would actually use it is just going to be so few and far between. I really think I'll have a lot of fun on the concourse. It really doesn't feel like a 700-pound motorcycle when you're driving it.